Utah boaters are changing their mindset to wear life jackets out on the water. We're following the trend next on Western Life Radio.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud. Utah boaters can easily improve their safety with use of a life jacket. Ty Hunter with Utah's boating program explains.
Wearing your life jacket, they save people's lives. Over 80%. And we need to be looking at it because Utah ranges anywhere from 80 to almost 95% of the fatality that we have. Boating-related fatalities, and this could even go greater into open water fatalities. That number might even be more towards 100 that could have been prevented by just a simple task of putting a life jacket on and wearing it while you're out in the water. And maybe a thing to look at is, if you're a little older, remember what made you or what makes you want to wear a seatbelt. Yes, it's a law to wear the seatbelt, but start thinking of it, is it your family? You want to return home. You want to take care of yourself. And this is the same thing that we need to think about when we go out on the water, is you want to stick around because of your family and you want to have more memories with them. You want to just be overall safe and good stewardship of yourself, good stewardship of others around, and you want to have an enjoyable vacation, enjoyable days off. So that's the thing that we need to look at and maybe get it in that frame of mind. You can feel it when you're driving a vehicle and there's no seatbelt on. Why are we not having this same thing?
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.